Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Right away, you could tell, again, talk about attitude and mindset. You know, the way we were running the football in that first series, James Cook, the O-line, you could just see we were our pads were in this direction. You know, it was a forward lean on our offensive line and a forward lean on our offense, Josh included. And when he's rolling like that, I know he's vibing, and we go. It gives me a chance to, gives us more of a chance to be aggressive on fourth downs. I mean, he's an elite competitor.
Sean McDermott right there. All of our postgame sound available at WGR550.com and in the Odyssey app. By the way, real quick, forgot to tell you, obviously, courtesy Chris Brown and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. You heard a little bit of his calls leading into the program, so wanted to make sure you knew. That was from Chris and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network a little bit earlier. We got a couple Anthony's on the line. Let's start in Long Island with Anthony. Go ahead. You're on WGR. Anthony, you there?
Hey, Sal. Sorry, Sal. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, bud.
All right. So really, really excited about the win yesterday. Team looked great. Demoralized about the Hoyt injury. He definitely made a huge difference with the defense. I loved how the defense was able to match up with the coverages in the secondary. They looked so good and in sync yesterday. And Harrison playing and just chasing Worthy looked phenomenal too. That burst of speed, just so evident that we didn't have that earlier in the season, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, I think it's made a difference. Sean McDermott having more of a hand, it appears, calling plays, although he hasn't officially said he's calling them. He says he's doing the same amount, but I think it's clear that he's having more of a role, whether he's outright doing it all or not. The coverage and the pass rush is marrying together better the way it's supposed to look. And to your point about Harrison having more athleticism on the field, no doubt about it. No doubt. And that play, him running with Worthy, that doesn't show up in the box score. That's not a pass defended. It's not an interception, obviously. It's an incomplete pass. But that is a great example of what a guy like that can bring. And suddenly, your first-round draft pick is looking like a first-round draft pick, right? Where it's like, oh my God, they're getting nothing from this draft class, and now, bam, here comes your first-round pick looking like he should. And in a big game against a team that you drafted him kind of basically to make sure you know, almost, I'm not saying specifically for Kansas City, but yeah, I mean, they matter when you're making those decisions. Alex in Pittsburgh. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
First-time caller, long-time listener. First, I want to say you guys do a great job covering the Bills. You know, I'm not in the local market, so I rely on you guys. You guys do a great job. My point is, I want to call and say how impressed I am with the defense. Even with the injuries of Oliver and Hoyt, I'm not discouraged as much just because the secondary has been picking up. Cole Bishop, I watched a lot of his college tape. I was excited when we drafted him, and he looks like he's coming into his own. And Maxwell's speed is evident. That play when Mahomes threw deep down to, was it Worthy, and he was step-by-step with him, it was just phenomenal. And, yeah, I'm excited and just want to hear what you have to say. And go Bills, and thank you again. Bye.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We got a lot to get to today, and we're going to do sit-up, stand-down, hey, buddy, in the next hour, but 803-0550 is the telephone number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. Pat is in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the Patriots moved to 7-2. What's up, Pat?
Oh, Sal, it's so fun. Oh, you know how people were so loving if the Bills had lost last night, and now all my neighbors, they hate me. I love it. Hey, I think this is might be McDermott's best masterclass coaching game maybe ever. I mean, he did everything right, and this is a testament to Bean. His draft worked. They played their time to bring Harry and Maxwell. They took their time with him, and man, he delivered. And Cole Bishop, second year, getting better. He was a stud. Was he the best player on the field, Sal?
He might have been. Cole Bishop, did you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cole Bishop.
Yeah, he might. I mean, I don't know if he's the best player in the field. Josh Allen was pretty darn special last night.
I
think so. I mean, listen, I think everybody was. Joey Bosa had 5 quarterback hits. You know, Greg Rousseau 4. So I don't want to necessarily single out. I will say this, though, to your point. That was Cole Bishop's best game as a pro. And Cole, this was a great reminder, okay? A great reminder, Pat. The development is not linear, and we can't make these sweeping judgments on players after one game. The guy had started 4 games last year. He had started a couple of games this year. He had injuries. He has started less than a full season in the NFL. People, Bills fans, wanted this guy off the team. They wanted him shot out of a cannon to the sun, off the field.
I didn't. He's a 2-year, second-year player.
I know. I'm saying.
He's athletic.
I know. And the point is, though, like, this is why you can't be so beholden to the moment in each game. It is. These guys develop. Like, it's professional sports. You can't just walk in and make these impacts. And the injuries held him back. We know that. He needed the reps. He's getting them now. He's not perfect. He's ascending, and he's going to be just fine.
And one other point. Thank God, college basketball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Starting man. Jeez.
Yeah, I love it, too.
The NIL is such a mess. It's still fun, man.
Tonight, right? Opening night tonight, right? Official opening night.
Right,
tonight.
I believe, right?
Yeah, tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I love it, Pat. Thank you very much. Cody in Rochester's up next. What's up, Cody?
Good morning, Sal. Happy Victory Monday.
You got it.
Two questions for you. Number one, should we expect to see McDermott involved more with the defensive play calling? Because it's clear as day that since last week against the Panthers and then this week, our defense looks totally energized. They look like they're on task. I mean, there were a couple moments last night where there was some confusion, but I think overall they all understood the assignment. And then the other question was, Andy Reid threw, at least from where I was sitting, it looked like he threw a challenge flag to challenge the intentional grounding play or call on the Chiefs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't think coaches were allowed to challenge a penalty. Is that correct?
So some are and some aren't. That's correct. That's a judgment call. I guess from what we were told and the way that it played out in real time, that you can't challenge that because that's a judgment call. Okay, I'm still kind of unclear on a lot of the kind of the fallout of this, because there are people who say, and I think this has happened before, if you throw the challenge flag in a situation you're not allowed to, you're supposed to get another penalty on top of it. Like, that's a delay of game penalty, which I believe is correct as well. It was tipped. They should have, I think that the proper call was not made on the field, but that happens a lot. And you can't challenge that particular call. Gene Steratore didn't know you couldn't challenge that call, apparently, from the TV broadcast, from what I'm being told. There's still a lot that I'm kind of trying to figure out about this morning to have a better answer. But that was a very, very long, long process and situation that should not have taken so long to iron out.
Right on. I appreciate it, Sal. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I wish I had a better answer for you. But I don't. Gene Steratore said he had never seen anything like that in his career. Andy Reid attempted to challenge the flag, only to be told he couldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. You know what? Here's the other thing I'll say about all that. I don't care. That team gets a lot of calls and a lot of big moments. The Bills got one yesterday. Live with it. Deal with it. Sports. Corey in Buffalo. What's up, Corey?
Hey, Sal. How are you, man?
Good.
Doing well. I just wanted to touch on a couple things. Offensively, a lot of people, nag on Joe Brady's play calling. I thought he called a phenomenal game yesterday. There was a couple plays, the read option run with Josh, which we haven't ran at all this year.
Yep.
The Cook pass to the Platts was a beautiful play design. And then, you know, I'd like to see us throw the ball down the seam a little bit more, maybe outside the numbers, so Coleman stretch the defense a little bit more. But other than that, man, what a game from the offensive side.
Yeah, and I like the read option, by the way, they ran it right at Chris Jones, and Osiris Torrance had a nice block on that. So, you know, do with that what you will, because that was a really big play, obviously, and a great call. I love the Cook pass as well. It's the first time he's been targeted in the passing game, actually, in a while, and it came at the exact right time when they needed a big third down late in the game. And then the thing about Coleman is he's got to win, right? He's got to win on the outside if you want that to happen, and I still don't know if that's happening. It's still an issue. I mean, this was a tight end game for the Bills. And you know what? Anthony, North Carolina, wants to touch on that. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
And so first off, I want to say, you know, I love how we utilized the tight ends yesterday. The Bills need to do that more often. I felt like the way it went when they were using them yesterday, it felt like how Brady used to use his tight ends all the time. And it's very similar to how Patrick Mahomes uses his tight ends all the time. And I feel like the Bills should do that more often. And then the second thing I wanted to add was I feel like the Bills should add another wide receiver. I think it'd be great if they would go after one, hoping they do. But anyways, I'll hang up and listen. Go Bills.
Yeah, listen, I know this isn't the answer people want to hear. They are going to get Josh Palmer back at some point here. That'll help. But even with Josh Palmer, totally understand, and I agree. They need more help. I've been on the Rashid Shaheed kind of train for a while, and I don't know if that is the answer, but to me, he gives you the elements you need. A downfield threat, guy with the ball in his hands, he's good at rack, yards after catch, which is what the Bills like to do, and he's a really good return man, and you could kind of solve a roster issue right there, because right now, Brandon Codrington's inactive, he's taking up a roster spot, and, you know, Khalil Shakir's returning those punts. So I think Rashid Shaheed would fit there. Olave is the more complete, better receiver. He'd cost you more, though. What receiver's available? Jacoby Myers? Not sure. I really like Jacoby Myers. I've always been a Jacoby Myers fan. Not sure if he's a little redundant, though, of what you have on the roster already. We'll see what they do. Tuesday at 4 p.m. is the trade deadline. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. And then, of course, next hour, we'll get to more of yesterday. It's sit up, stand down, hey buddy, but a lot more of your calls on the way at 803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.